would be
to get you to tell Lauren and Steve and David some stories about yourself and about growing up and about me running through the house tiptoeing and dumping all the ashtrays in the toilet or whatever. And also for me, because I know that a lot, that you grew up with gardening and that your family was a farming family. And I know that Grandmommy and Granddaddy lived in the courthouse when I was little because of going to visit there.
Yeah.
But I don't know that much myself about what kind of, where you lived when you were growing up and going to school and that kind of thing. So that's the sort of thing I was interested in.
When I was small, my daddy was a railroad conductor. And mother had a permanent pass, so we did a lot of riding the trains.
We lived
in Radford. Yeah. And we did move to Bluefield and live for a while. And we liked it, riding rails.
Right. Yeah.
But that got old, and he decided that he didn't want to do that job anymore. So I don't know, I must have been, three or four years old. He gave up some railroad job and bought a little farm. And that farm was between Radford and Christiansburg, about 4 miles out of Radford. And not that he was going to do a whole lot of farming, because there was a mill, an old grist mill there. And he fixed it up and ran that grist mill. And mother had a little store.
I never knew that.
Well, I helped mother in the store. She ran the store and he ran the grist mill. Well, there was a man, not a friend of his, but a neighbor, lived a few miles away, wanted to buy half of the grist mill. He wanted to go in partnership. And Dad did not like him to begin with, so he just told him, no, it was not for sale. And, a month to 6 weeks after that, the mill was burned down.
Ah.
So, you know what he thought.
I know what he thought.
He couldn't prove anything.
Yeah.
So he was not going to be outdone. He bought himself a sawmill, and it was a portable thing that I don't know how they moved it, but some sort of an engine. And he went around and cut trees for timber. He had a crew of men who went with him. He ran the machine, they did the other. And he did that for a number of years.
Then you
stayed living in the same house there on the farm. And sometimes he'd be gone 2 weeks at a time. Mother didn't like that. So she talked him into moving back to Radford. So he sold his farm equipment. We had, on the farm, we had not, didn't do farming, but we had chickens and turkeys and a couple of cows.
And you must have done gardening.
Gardening.
Because you know a lot about gardening.
We did gardening, and I learned a little about it there. Also, while we were there, my sister was born, Blanche.
Yeah, and she's 4 years younger?
She's 4 years younger. Well, when we grew up, I was getting, I guess, third grade. And by the way, I went to a one-room school.
I think you should tell you.
And the teacher at that school roomed and boarded with us.
Ah, and you should have been the teacher's pet.
I went to school 3 years and never missed a day.
Why you were living
in the country.
Out
on the farm. And she gave me a book for going to school 3 years. Named the Little Lame Prince, and I still have it.
Yeah, and I read it.
Yeah. She used to drive my dad crazy. She played a ukulele, and she'd sit and sing at night and play that ukulele. The old cow crossed the road, she crossed the road, she crossed the road, and then the fly sat on the wall. And he would just, he just could not stand it. But mother played the organ. And they finally got so they could do
together.
And it was
Did you have an organ in the house?
Oh,
one of those old pump organs?
Yeah, one of those pump organs. Uh-huh. And brought it to Radford when we moved back. But we moved back to Radford. I went to that school three years.
So
when it was real bad weather, she rode a horse and my dad took me on a mule. Stubborn mule. Get you out in the middle of the creek and turn around and around and around. You had to hold on for dear life. But we moved back to Radford and rented a house.
You were about 10 and Blanche was about 4?
No, I wasn't 10
nine.
Yet. And about 9.
Uh-huh.
I think I was 9. And Dad didn't want to go back to railroad, but he decided he'd better. So he went back to work on the railroad. And he worked there, I guess, a couple of years. And they came out on strike. And he never did go back. They rehired people. Scabs, so to speak. Anyway, he decided they weren't going to rent the house and pay rent. So he bought a lot that had a small house on it. And then he started building onto that house.
Hmm.
He didn't do the foundation over on Grove Avenue.
That's the Grove
Avenue house. He didn't do the foundation. He didn't do the chimneys. He didn't do the plastering. I'm not sure about the roof. I don't think he put the roof on. He might have. But the rest of it he did himself. And we moved into the house before it was all complete. And he worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
So after the strike, and he didn't go back to work on the railroad, there was a creosote plant there at Radford. And what they did, make ties for the railroad and make poles for light company.
Yeah.
So he went to Galax and worked for that creosote plant, cutting those big, or hauling, he didn't do the cutting, hauling those big trees.
That's because of his sawmill experience?
I guess so. And I don't know how many trips he made or how many, you know, how long it took. But in the summertime, he'd take us up there with him. And we'd stay and have the greatest time up there. I wonder if that old hotel's still up there. I don't know. I haven't been up there in years.
There are at least two motels in Galax now. Lauren and I stayed in one. And when we lived in Hampton, and we come here to visit,
mm-hmm.
we drive as far as Galax and spend the night at the Rose Terrace Motel, and it's still there, but I don't think there's a hotel.
This wasn't a motel. It was
a great big, not a hotel.
It was a great big building, and had a porch on it. Two sides of it, those big rockers, those old time rockers out on it. Great place. We had lots of fun up there. But Dad decided, somebody decided, probably my mother, that was too much being away from home. She didn't like him to be away from home. And he'd been away when he was running on the railroad, when he had the sawmill. Now here he was up there away from home. So she thought he ought to be at home more. So he gave that up, and Uncle Charlie, Mother's brother, was chief of police at Radford. So he talked Dad into going on the police force, which
How old
he did.
Were you then?
I must have been in sixth or seventh grade when he went on the police force.
So you were like...
Maybe
12, 13.
Maybe a little older. I don't remember what.
Around then.
But he stayed on the police force, I don't know exactly how many years. But when I was probably a junior in high school, they were going to take a bunch of children, the legitimate children, from a woman there in Radford and put them at home. And Dad was in a bunch, a whole group of policemen went. And he walked up on the porch at the front. And this old man who lived there just cracked the door and put a double barrel shotgun out the door and shot, and they had got the load of it on the left side. Punctured his lungs, missed his heart by half an inch, and all the wadding of that stuff lodged in his back. Well, they didn't think he'd live to get to the hospital, but he did. He was in the hospital in Roanoke a long time, and when he came out of it, they still kept him on the force. They paid him his salary, but couldn't do any work. So he decided, well, he was going to do something. He wasn't going to take a handout. Mm-hmm. So they made him fire chief. And that's when he went to West Radford, to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And we didn't go then. We stayed in the house for a while. And there we were separated again. Mm-hmm. Mother didn't like that. So she decided we'd move to the courthouse, which we did. And we lived up there for years, Lord, I don't know how many years. Rented out the house on Grove Avenue, and I finished up high school. Blanche did too, in Radford. Okay. No, not up on the hill.
Not the one that was up on the hill?
No, that's a new one. The one we went to was out on 3rd Street, I guess. Yeah, on up from our house, to 3 blocks out. Yeah, that'd be 3rd Street. And up one block, the old high school. It was a little building compared to one they have now. But it was a good school. And then I went to college at Radford and worked in the registrar's office after classes, paid my tuition. I had a friend that lived across the river. The river ran down behind the courthouse there, right straight through Radford. And Ethel Greiner lived across the river on the other side. She'd come over, and if the weather was pretty, we walked to school, which was about
two and a half,
I imagine.
Yeah.
Both ways. And if the weather was bad, we rode a streetcar.
There was a streetcar in Radford?
Oh, yes. And from one end to the other, we all passed the courthouse. We thought about it then, but now it sounds odd.
Yeah, it's real. I wouldn't think Radford would be big enough to have streetcar transportation.
Yeah, well, we did, right in the middle of the street. And do you remember the courthouse? Do you remember the old circular stair that went up onto the top? And that was a wonderful thing. We went there and made pictures. It was so much fun.
That's why that building in Richmond, the old City Hall, reminds me of the courthouse.
Of the courthouse.
Because of that open place in the middle
all
where
the way.
You can see all the balconies around.
Well, that's where we lived when Blanche and Mac came home and brought the borough
from out west.
And people lined up for a block or two to come see that borough. And he was the meanest thing that ever was. Do you remember him at all?
Vaguely, but I think more from seeing pictures.
The pictures,
personally.
Pictures. You were very small, remember?
Yeah.
Like you said, you were small when we lived at the courthouse. But Mother kept you and Betty. When was the World Fair in Chicago? 30 what?
33 and 34.
34. We went in 34. And Mother and Dad kept you all.
Must have been
and
a
she had a book written when we got back. She had kept down every time she had fed you, I think, and every time she had changed you. You were out of diapers, Betty wasn't. But everything she'd done, or you refused to eat, or something else would happen, it was all in there. And in the movings, that got lost somewhere, and I wouldn't have taken anything for it.
Too bad.
Then I came to Bristol to teach. I was working in the registrar's office in the summertime.
You went 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Straight through, summer and winter. And Mr. Rubin, superintendent of schools at Bristol, came down there, and I was in the registrar's office, and Mr. Whit was the registrar there. He was out somewhere. He didn't stay in there much anyway. And Mr. Rubin was going to hire some teachers. And we sat there and talked, waiting for Mr. Whit. And I said, well, how about give me an application? And he said, well, do you have experience? And I said, well, I have 2 years experience supervisor in the training school for the college over at Bell Springs. And he said, all right, here's your application. And he looked at it and he said, "Well, I'll just tell you now, you're hired. What grades do you need?" I said, "Primary." So
that must have been pretty exciting.
It was.
That was,
because there I'd been
a move into the big world.
Well, at Bell Springs, we had a grade school and a high school, and there was about 3 acres of land, and there was a cottage there, and the teachers lived in the cottage. We called it the teachers. Every fellow fixed his breakfast, and did what you wanted for lunch if you wanted it. And then we had an old Negro man that was the best cook, and he came in and cooked dinner for us.
Wow.
And he came once a week and cleaned.
So you lived there instead
of living
in
home? I stayed there the first year, and then Mother got sick during the second year of school, and I came home and stayed. Traded Dad's old car in. It was fine with him. He didn't care for a new car. And I bought a Chevrolet. He never could spend. We looked at Chevrolets and Fords and Buicks. Well, I couldn't afford to buy a Buick car. Something he would like to have had. So he said, "You make up your mind, get what you want.
What you can afford to pay
for." I bought
that
little Chevrolet car. But when I came to Bristol to teach, he traded that car off in a hurry. I left it for him. He cussed every time he got in that car. He's so tall, he'd hit his head on the door.
Yeah.
He could barely sit in that drive, but it was a nice car for the time.
How did you feel about living away from home when you were at Bell Springs? Was that the first time you lived away from
home? That was the first time I'd lived away from home at all.
Okay.
I had a ball.
Yeah.
Everybody over there did. We had eight teachers stayed there, and it was great. They picked on, we had an old maid teacher. She must have been 55 or 60 years old. She'd never been married, May Kelly. And she would come in every evening with both arms loaded down with papers that the children, whatever they'd done during the day, she graded every paper and took it back. She taught sixth grade. And she'd sit up till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning grading papers, and we just kidded her to death. Pulled jokes, all sorts of jokes on her. Poor thing, I felt sorry for her, but she took it in pretty good spirit.
But you were more interested in playing than grading papers?
Oh, yeah. I had student teachers. I let my student teachers work. I had four most of the time. Why would I take papers home? I had second and third grade. I didn't have that much.
Did that while you were in college?
No, after I finished.
After you finished?
Uh-huh.
So you went to school 2 years and then you
taught
there 2 years while you were also working at the registrar.
Yeah.
You must have been pretty busy.
It had to be then.
Keeping beans on
money
the table.
Was not readily available.
Yeah.
Dad was always buying something, a house or a farm or something.
He did okay.
He did. He made good money when he was working on railroad. And my mother knew how to keep it, which I wish I had learned.
Yeah, it sounds like she was the moving
she
force
was,
in that
she
marriage.
Really was. She
sounds
really
that
was.
Way to me.
But then, I had the sweetest roommate. We had an apartment, one of the high school teachers, Margie Causey. And she dated the principal of the high school, and I dated the coach. We had a good time.
Was that in Bristol?
In Bristol.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Blanche came up there and stayed with me, my sister,
yeah.
3 or 4 months, and worked in the bank. She went to business college in Roanoke, and she worked in the bank 3 or 4 years there, and then decided she was going somewhere else, and I think she went to Bluefield. And I called home and told them, "Blanche is gone." Where? I don't know. I think Bluefield. She didn't stick with anything very long until she got a little older, and then she had good jobs. But it was fun. I liked it. And then
did you
we
like
were married.
Living in the country?
Yeah.
When you were out in
mm-hmm.
the country?
Mm-hmm. If I were young again, I'd like it again.
Yeah. Did you all have anybody to play with? Did you have anybody
no,
to play
well,
with?
No, there were no children. There were no children across the creek and up on the hill from where we lived. Were the Charlton family. And they didn't have children, and the old maid's sister lived there. And she's the one who made me the old nigger doll.
Oh, yeah. The doorstop.
When I had the measles. Yeah. Yeah, and then in Bristol, let's see, before you were born, Mother had a Negro woman that lived with her from, well, when she had that heart problem. Maddie came there with the city manager, and they divorced. And Dad gave her a home. And she lived with them until just before you were born. And Mother brought her up to live with me. She thought I needed help. And Maddie stayed there until she died.
Really?
Spoiled you kids rotten.
I don't remember her at all.
You don't remember Maddie?
I didn't remember.
Really? And I don't have a picture of her either. But she was not very large. But if you wanted to tell her what you wanted to cook for a meal, she would cook it. But if you didn't, she planned it and went right on and bought the groceries and cooked. You didn't have to say a word. And
sounds
you didn't go in
me.
Her kitchen and bother anything. And she did the cleaning. Mm. She was a mar. She had never lived with Negroes. She had lived with the city manager's mother and father, and her people were slaves on their plantation in South Carolina, I guess it was. And so she didn't know what being with Negro people was. Mm. But she pretty soon found her boyfriend.
Good.
And Maddie loved homebrew. Fred and Doc Phipps used to make homebrew. And she'd say, "Mr. Fred, I tell you, I line your shirts a whole lot better if I could have a bottle of homebrew." So that didn't last too long. That was an experiment for them that didn't turn out too well. She used to dress up in a black dress and put on a white apron and a white cap and put you in the stroller. And here you go for a walk. One day a storm came up, and I thought, "Lord, I wonder where Maddie and Sarah are." Here, taxi pulled up in the front. Maddie got out, came running in. "Miss Georgia, I got to have money to pay this taxi. I didn't let Miss Sarah get sick." She'd get sick if I could let her get wet. And she was a fun thing. But she had an operation for gallstones about the time we moved to Norton. Mm-hmm. And she didn't come out of the anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And heart failed. And you all took on something awful.
I can imagine. But she's been around forever, part of the family.
Long. We lived in Bristol in an apartment when we were married, and then we moved to Caroline Avenue, and Fred's mother had died, you know, the year before we were married. And his dad came, we finally got him to come to live with us. And we just had a bedroom, we had taken a dining room for a bedroom there. So we found a bigger house in on Maryland Avenue, and that's where you and we lived when you and Betty were both born. Mm-hmm. And Fred's dad, we used to put you in the car, get you ready for bed, feed you, give you your bath, get your gown, pajamas, or whatever on, and take you for a ride.
The hum-hum of the motor.
You were asleep in no time.
I'm still that way, let me tell
Bring
you.
Bring you back and lay you down in that bed. Wow, wow, here you were. And
did I have colic? Or was I just a...
You were spoiled. Oh. My mother and dad were up there at least once or twice a month. Then Fred's dad lived with us. From the time you all were born till you were 3 or 4 years old and he was married. And I used to rock you and your feet were nearly long enough to touch, your legs long enough to touch the floor. Finally decided we were just going to put you in the bed and leave you there. There was no more rocking, no more riding in the car or anything. You had to go to bed. You'd go to bed. You'd cry and cry and all of a sudden you'd stop. I'd tell Fred, "She's not asleep." And peep in the door, and Fred's dad would sit there with his hands underneath the bed on the springs, rocking you to sleep. could kill him if you ever had to cry. Betty never did do a lot of crying. She was a larger baby than you were, and she was quiet. She had attention, but she didn't demand as much as you did.
Well,
you were little and live wire.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
You don't remember doing all those cute things, do you?
No.
That's when we lived on Maryland Avenue that you were doing all those cute things.
You told me about walking across the mantelpiece.
Oh.
Across the mantel.
Yeah, walking across it, you were sitting on top of the clock on the mantel when we came in. I said, Sarah, how did you get all the way up there? And talking as I went toward you, afraid, didn't know what to do. And you just laughing, having the biggest time sitting there. And I kept talking until I got to you and picked you up, put you down, carried you up to your room and put you in your bed for a while. That was your punishment. Sent to bed. 15 minutes in that bed, and you behaved for a long time. You hate the bed.
Yeah, well,
do you remember getting a box of powder, anytime you could get powder or flour, and putting it in the middle of every chair in the house if it didn't catch you before you made over?
No.
I never knew what that meant.
A little dab of powder in every chair?
In every chair.
I understand that.
And most of the things that were upstairs, if you could get upstairs, we didn't have a gate for the stairs. When we started crawling, we thought, well, we had a big rocker that said for the side of the stair. We put that across the stairway. And,
but that didn't work for long, did it?
Keeping there one day, and where were you on the top step, through the rocker, up the steps?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a smart one.
I don't remember it, but I can see it.
Yeah, you get a picture of him. You kept everybody on their toes, but that was good. You needed to do that.
Yeah, I want to know more about living in the courthouse.
Living in the courthouse. Well, we had...
You all had an apartment in the courthouse?
We had, yeah, the courtroom downstairs was huge, and there was nothing in either of the floors. There were four floors upstairs.
Yeah.
And we could just have any of it we wanted. So we had an apartment on the second floor. And then Blanche and I slept on the next floor.
I remembered going from wherever we were to, you know, all together, like eating or whatever, up the stairs.
Yeah.
To another level.
There was one spare bedroom on the floor Mother and them were on, but we never used it. Because we liked to sleep up on the next floor. Mm-hmm. And then we fixed up a room up there. There were two other bedrooms up there. And Maddie slept up there when she was with Mother. And, oh, we had fun up there. There was a big hill out at the side, you know, for sleigh riding in the winter time, and for chasing the donkey. Those stairs were fascinating for you kids. But we didn't turn you loose when you were very little. You slipped off one time. We left you up there and went over. You were wanting to come home, or Mother had made you mad about something, I think, the way it started out. And she looked around and you weren't upstairs, so she called Dad and you weren't downstairs. So he took off, he went in one of the offices there, and Frank Caldwell's, I think, and Frank said, I saw her out here just a few minutes ago, and said, she's outside, and headed over toward Horton's house. And Dad took off, and you were sitting over there on the railroad track.
Waiting
and
for the train.
You were going home. You were going home. So he talked to you like I did talking you off the shelf. He talked to you for a little while and headed you back toward the house with a little switch and switched your legs, I think, all the way back home. You were mad at him for a long time. But you didn't ever go off anymore.
Well, it must have made
But you spent an all you kids spent an awful lot of time up there. You love the fire truck.
I love the fire truck. The thing I can remember Well, I remember Granddaddy's chair.
Yeah,
that I have
you
now.
You have it.
And the smell.
Mm-hmm. Of the old building.
Of the building,
yeah.
And the, I guess it was the stuff they used to clean the floor.
Clean the
that
floors,
was,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Must have had some sort of oil in it.
Yeah.
It was kind of an oily.
Yeah, it was. And it'd get gooey sometimes before they get it clean.
But that courthouse, I remember the courthouse.
It doesn't look like it did then.
No,
taken
but it's
all
still
the,
there.
It's still there. They took off the top three floors. They just left two floors and just flattened a flat roof on it. So it doesn't look like...
Doesn't have the same character.
Well, it had that steeple thing over the winding stairs. And, of course, that was all gone. It didn't look the same, but it's basically the same building, the basement and the first two floors. And they do still have a firehouse in there.
Yeah. Well, did you all garden when you were living at the...
No, we didn't garden up there.
How did you get into gardening?
Well, when we lived on Grove Avenue, well, on the farm, too.
Yeah.
We had a big garden on the farm.
You were pretty little.
Then.
Yeah.
But on Grove Avenue,